Walk us through the final bout. Had you fenced him very often recently?
No, I fenced him third time in my life, so in his first bout, 15 touches.
When were the other two times you had fenced him?
Today, 5 touches bout, and last nationals, also 5 touches bout.
And how did those go?
Last year I beat him, I won the 5 touches, and today actually I lost him 5 touches, so it was nice to win 15 touches.
Did you take anything away from the earlier bout in terms of how to approach him?
Yeah, before the bout started, me and my coach, we decided what tactics to use, how to fence him, and apparently it worked.
And are you able to tell us, do you want to keep it a secret, or can you give us a little insight into what your strategy was?
Not a secret, I just let him push me and counterattack him.
So. You're obviously from Israel, you fenced in a lot of international tournaments and things like that, but you've kind of got this NCAA thing figured out. What do you like about U.S. college fencing?
First thing that I like about it, that most of the countries doesn't have it, it lets the students continue being athletes. It gives great opportunity not to stop with sports and to get education, and being an athlete, this is, I think, the most important.
And what are you studying?
Electrical engineering.
And then do you plan to go back to Israel and use your degree, or what are your plans?
I don't know yet. I still have 1 year to decide, but I would like to stay here for a while as a U.S.
So basically you picked an easy major, electrical engineering? No. Why? Are you the kind of person that likes to challenge yourself? So you usually could have taken something easier.
I just like this major. I don't know. I'm good with science stuff, and I don't know. I think that if I was thinking what would I like to do after I done with sports, and I said, well, I might be good in it.
Now, how did you end up coming to Wayne State? What's the story that I know?
I was done with my military service, and my coach in Israel, he moved to New York to work in a private club, so I stayed in Israel without coach, and in order to go to study in Israel, I would have to quit with fencing, so then I started looking for opportunities in the U.S., and I started talking to some schools, and then the coach from Wayne State, he called me and he offered me a scholarship, athletic scholarship, and I'm here.
And Wayne State has a pretty good tradition recently in EPE, both men's and women's.
Yeah.
Did that? And is Jersey your coach? Did he coach you specifically in EPE?
No, he's like more organizer, and he's the head coach. He do the important stuff. But
did that have something to do in your decision that Petrasek was there and do that?
Good opportunities to practice, places to practice, to work with my personal coach.
Tell us how your round robin went. Did you feel, were you relaxed? Were you nervous now that you won 2 in a row?
Like, I tried not to think about it. I was just thinking, like, before each bout, I'm thinking how to beat the particular bout. And when you win the bout, it just brings you closer to the goal. And that's how I prepare myself.
Were there any bouts in the round robin that were tough for you, or that were good wins where you felt like you beat a quality opponent? I haven't looked at all of your bouts from the past 2 days.
I lost, like, I think 6 bouts. Overall, all the bouts are tough because everybody is a decent fencer, and it's like 5 touches you can lose to anybody and you can win anybody. You need to be really focused, and it's really hard, like, to be focused for 2 days.
I know that Wayne State usually isn't in the team competition, and you don't have any other.
We're only 3 people, so we don't have a chance as a team. So, and overall, I think the fencing is individual sport. So.
But do you, when you see all the spirit here from these teams that have 10 people and things like that, that's something.
Well, I used to fence in small teams. I'm from Israel. We never had a huge team, like, so I'm used to it today. But I have friends from many colleges that chose for me to fence.
Now, you probably know that in the history of NCAA fencing, very rare to have somebody win 3 titles, and you'll have a chance next year to win 4, but is that something that is kind of neat for you? I know people say they don't care about those things, but
I do care. It's a good thing to be, like, in small history. I don't know. I will do my best. I will practice good, and we'll see next year.
But did you feel any extra pressure as the 2-time defending champ?
I tried not to think about it.
Who are some of the FAS around the country that you most admire in college fencing, or that you think are classical style, or who are some of the people that give you the biggest challenge? If you could just give some brief comments on some of the other guys.
Sure. First of all, I think like all the 24 guys are very decent, good fencers, but one guy I think very good challenging fencer, Talkache from Ohio State, Vikas, Mazur from Wayne State, my teammate. These guys, I would say, like, actually, Trapani was doing pretty well from Air Force today, so...
What specifically about their fencing style is good? I mean, if you could speak to that.
I like fencers that fence, like, not physically, more tactically, like, playing, like... So that's how I appreciate fencing.
Now, I know, I think it was either the regional or the Midwest Fencing Conference, you had kind of a slow start. I don't know which one it was.
Regionals, yeah.
Can you take us back there and what happened? Because you ended up winning, right? But what was going wrong for you, and how did you correct it?
Well, I don't know. I started really bad the pools. I was first in the region, and I was like under pressure, I guess. My coach wasn't there, and I started the pools bad. I lost three, I won three. And then it was my luck that they have repassage, so I lost the first 15 touches bout, and then through the repassage I made it to the first place.
So was there anything particular adjustment?
I was just stressed. So it's hard to, you know, to fence good all the time at the machine.
What do you think about the fencing in the U.S.? You get to go to New York, now you get to go to Pennsylvania, go around to different parts of the country. Had you been to the U.S. much before in your life?
No. When I started college, it was my first time in the U.S. But,
and what are your thoughts of how it's so much bigger than your home country and different types of people?
Much bigger, yeah. But like, I really like New York. It's where my coach lives, and when I have the chance, I'm going to practice there. And they're like, I think, like, most of the best fencers are practicing over there.
And we want to recognize your coach and your club back home, so if you could mention who they are.
I'm from Ashkelon, and the club is Apoel Ashkelon, and my coach is Sheremsky Alexei. He's working in Westchester, New York.
Okay.
Just one second.